You are Locked On Bulls, your daily podcast on the Chicago Bulls. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Here are your hosts, Matt Peck and Big Dave Watson.
This call is being recorded.
What's up and welcome into Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Matt Peck. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls_Peck. You can follow my co-host, Big Dave Watson, at BAWL, B-A-W-L Sports. And you can follow us at Locked On Bulls. Shoot us an email, lockedonbulls@gmail.com. And you can hit us up on that text and voicemail line that's always there for you, our fellow Bulls fans, at 331-979-1369. We did some emails and some texts on yesterday's episodes. If you haven't seen that yet, go check it out in your podcast feeds or on YouTube. Today, we are getting to the voicemails that we promised that we would get to. Before we do that, Big Dave, how are you, my friend? And are you excited about some of the news that dropped this here Friday morning about certain events that will transpire at the United Center this fall?
First of all, I'm doing great, Matt. I'm a little upset that the people don't get to see how phenomenal I look today, even though it's an everyday thing. But something about today, I was like, you know what? They're missing out, but it's okay.
You'll be back in, Big Dave.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate that. I need everybody to feel this way about themselves, please. Look in the mirror and tell yourself you're awesome. If you haven't done so today, just look in the mirror.
Was that the inspiration for your tweet that I saw this morning about how people need to look in the mirror and tell themselves that they're great because you were like looking in the mirror and like, hey, everyone, come see how good I look.
It would be cool for me to say yes. That's where inspiration for that came from. But honestly, I was just sitting on my couch chilling and it just came in my head and I said, yeah, I should tweet that. And I just tweeted it out because I really believed it. People should really just tell themselves how phenomenal they are. And yeah, you really should. You should really believe that about yourself, how great you are and how phenomenal you are. And somebody actually tweeted back and said, nobody is good or great but God. I said, okay, then we'll look in the mirror and admire his work. Like, do that then. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's many ways to do that. But yes, look in the mirror, guys. Tell yourself you're phenomenal, you're awesome, and you're great. But to answer your question, Matt,
I feel like I could make a strong argument against that logic. But
I'm sure you could, and I would debunk it with love.
There's lots of wonderful people. But so yes, as you were saying,
yes. But to answer your question, the big news obviously came out today. Bulls tickets went on sale, and they released the date for your guy, your favorite guy, Joakim Noah. Having his appreciation night on October the 28th. And when I saw that, I said, you know, I've never just been in line to buy Bulls tickets when they dropped. But something about that date, I said, you know, I haven't been to a Bulls game in a few years. Like, honestly, you know, I think, you know, maybe I might be able to go to one. We'll see, you know. So went ahead and made a purchase of some tickets on that wonderful day of Joakim Noah, October 28th, because I really want to see what that's like. And they were dead on about you, what you said, Matt. Your prediction that it would be against the Knicks. Like, you were dead on about that. Like, that was correct. That was right. So, yeah, good job on that. But I know you're excited, though, Matt, because it's going to be a big day for you, I'm sure.
I mean, I'm geeked, man. It's a big day for Joakim and the organization. Obviously, it's an even bigger day for me. I'm just playing. it was really hard to like see Joakim in an empty United Center last season. You know, the Bulls only had whatever it was, two or three games at the tail end of the season where they let in a limited number of fans.
Right.
And so, you know, they played like a little joke, or they showed him on the Jumbotron or whatever. And so like, you know, the two teams in the building and minor amounts of United Center staff got to see Joakim like wave, but you know, I think I knew in my heart when we saw that, I was like, that can't be it. Like that can't be it. Like now that Joakim is officially retired, that can't be it. And he needs to get a standing ovation from a packed United Center. And I'm glad that that is going to happen this year. And like you said, to be able to do it in a game when you're welcoming the Knicks into Chicago, so that Derek can be there,
so that Taj can be there,
so that Tom Thibodeau can be there. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an emotional night, man. I mean, I will cry. I am a stoic person by nature, but that's going to get me. I mean, I'm going to see Joakim probably overcome with a bit of emotion himself as he's receiving that ovation. And it's gonna be special. I'm glad it's happening.
Yeah, and I bought two tickets. So, Matt, if you don't get another ticket to, sit another place, maybe you're trying to get courtside. I don't know if you'll be allowed to sit that close. They'll probably have your picture up or something like that. I don't know if you'll be allowed. But, I'll be in the 200 section. So if you want to roll with me and let me provide security for you, I'll be there if you want to rap.
When you say provide security for me, you mean that you are going to provide security for the Bulls so that I don't bum rush center court and tackle Joe Key with a hug. That's what you mean.
Yeah. We can put it, any way you want to put it, as long as nothing happens and you are protected and you're safe,
I don't need security from other people. No one's bum rushing me. No one's gang rushing me. I walk through a crowd at the United Center. Nobody knows who the hell I am.
And he's tall. Yeah. I think they will, man. But it should be fun. A fun night, honestly, because it would be nothing but those good, positive, awesome vibes. And I just honestly can't wait to see the video montage, because I can't wait for them to show the steal on Paul Pierce and the slam.
Oh,
and
you
the
know
foul
that's in
the playoffs.
You know that's in there.
Honestly, still my favorite Bulls memory of the past 20 years. Like, is that play. Yeah. That's the one.
That's going to be in the video montage tribute for sure. Yeah. I hope we get Joakim walking up to Chris Bosh and Mario Chalmers arguing at the foul line and clapping in their face. God, I hope we get that. I hope we get the multiple effort play on another nationally televised game. I think it was also a game against Miami where Joakim makes in like hustle play after hustle play after hustle play on the defensive end, then runs down the court, grabs an offensive rebound off a miss and gets fouled while they are interviewing his father, Yannick Noah, in the crowd.
Yes.
I think it was
God.
Lisa Salters, right?
And yes, Joakim, it was.
After finally drawing a foul, after just giving it his all for a solid 60 straight seconds, just just goes stomping around the court in classic primal Joakim scream. I'm hoping that clip's in there as well, because it encapsulated perfectly what Joakim Noah was.
You are so right. And then to show his father and how excited his father got, you kind of saw where he got it from at that moment time, too, because his father was going bananas at the same time, too. So, yeah, Matt, it's going to be awesome, man. And I'm excited to check it out and be in there, man. I'm excited to do it with you.
It will be fun. It will absolutely be fun, and I'll try not to get arrested. All right. As I said, we've got some voicemails we want to get to today, and we will do that in just 1 minute. First, though, a quick pause to tell y'all that today's episode is brought to you in part by Built Bar, those delicious protein bars that taste like a candy bar. And right now, Built.com, I mentioned on a recent episode, they've got their puff-style Built Bars back. Those are the Built Bars that have delicious gooey marshmallow in them, and you can get those in flavors of banana cream pie or mint marshmallow. Both delicious. Check them out now. Plus, you got some of the OG flavors that are always available, like mint brownie, salted caramel, strawberry, raspberry, cherry barcia. And if you're a Mounds or Almond Joy kind of person, they've got a coconut flavor as well. If you haven't tried all these flavors, you can get a mixed box where you get two of each of their always available flavors and figure out which one you like the best, then order a whole box of that flavor. All of these Built Bars have either 17 or 18 grams of protein, but only 130 to 180 calories. All only 4 or 5 grams of sugar, 4 or 5 grams of net carbs. So go to Built.com today and use promo code LOCKED15 at checkout to get 15% off your order. And that is every order you make. You use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off on that order. Again, that's promo code LOCKED15 at Built.com.
You know what? You just reading that just made me so happy that I almost started sweating. But you know what didn't happen? That sweat didn't dry out or hit my shirt. You know why? Because of that product that y'all know I love. It's called Sweat Block. Oh, it stops that sweat from dripping And now you're walking around dry as a bone, and it feels awesome. It is doctor created. It is doctor recommended. It works up to 7 days per use. I am on day 5, and I'm still doing awesome. That dry shirt guarantee. If sweat block does not keep you dry, you get your money back. All right. It is featured and tested on the Rachel Ray Show by firefighters who, other than myself and my friend Matt, are maybe probably the sweatiest people on the planet Earth. All right. It's a bestseller on Amazon for the past 10 years. Over 13,000 positive reviews. And guess what, y'all? Currently, right now, it is number one in the Amazon antiperspirant category. Isn't that awesome? You get to wear what you want. It's your little secret of confidence. And you carry it with you in your pocket when you're going out, when you're going to the movies, when you're traveling. Just have that with you, man. Run to the bathroom, put that on, and feel great about yourself. It is awesome. So this is what you do. You go to sweatblock.com. And when you do that, you put in the promo code Locked On. You will save 20% off this amazing product. Or you can go right to Amazon, or you can get it at CVS and get the same awesome deal. Hit them up, y'all. Sweatblock. Stay dry.
With that, let's dive into some voicemails. We're going to kick things off with a first-time caller who's calling from the 435. Let's hear it.
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show. First-time calling. Extremely nervous, not going to lie. But I got to pick your guys' brain here. So assuming Billy goes with a 10-man rotation, this is assuming White, Caruso, and Bradley are set now that the roster is pretty much rounded out. Who do you give minutes to? You've got Troy Brown, Marco, Javonte Green, Derrick Jones Jr., Ayo, Stanley Johnson, and Alize Johnson, and then Matt Thomas will probably be a two-way player. Who knows? But I don't know. This is a tough one. Assuming he runs a 10-man rotation, I might throw in Stanley Johnson and Derrick Jones Jr., but I really like Troy Brown Jr. I don't know. What do you guys think?
All right, thanks for the call. Not sure why you were nervous as a first-time caller. You did great. Kept it short and sweet. Great question, Big Dave. Outside of the people that we know are going to be in, you know, the first part of Billy Donovan's second unit, the first guys off the bench, likely Alex Caruso, Kobe White when he gets back from his shoulder injury. Who are those guys in that other group of names that our caller mentioned that you would like to see maybe get more regular rotation minutes as opposed to just spot minutes, you know, depending on, you know, a nagging injury here or a matchup decision there?
First of all, let me agree with Matt. I don't know why you were nervous. You were phenomenal. That was a great question, and you kept it nice and short. It was, you know, right to the point, you know, well thought out. Great job. Honestly, great job. We kind of, like Matt said, we kind of discussed this on our last show about who we'd be surprised getting minutes after, you know, the certain guys are in there. I talked about Troy Brown Jr. Last time, Matt, about getting those minutes in that rotation. But I think, you know, guys like Derrick Jones Jr. for sure will have a chance to get in there and get some things done because he really fits the criteria of what I think the Bulls are trying to do. Plus, he's a guy that has been on AK's radar for a while. So he's not going to be on his radar and not bring him in here to not play. So he's going to get definitely opportunity to get in there and play. The Tony Bradley Marco thing is going to be interesting too. We know what Tony Bradley kind of brings as far as defensively, you know, with the size that he has, with his offensive rebounding, he really honestly is a solid offensive rebounder, solid shot blocker and things like that. While on the other end, Marco, a little better offensively. We've seen him, you know, how he runs the floor. And I've said before, like, when he runs the floor, he's going to get an easy 6 points just from running the floor against big men who are not going to want to run with him. So That's going to be interesting to see. I think they're going to go with Tony Bradley, obviously, to start. Not start in the starting lineup, but, you know, the season. Right. To start over Marco, simply because Marco's a rookie and things like that. So, yeah, right now, Derrick Jones Jr., Tony Bradley, and Troy Brown Jr., I think will be getting those minutes to start.
Yeah, I think I'm with you for the most part. Marco is, I think, the most interesting name because we don't know how NBA ready he is. Because, mm-hmm. You know, all we've seen are tape of his, you know, Euro games on YouTube and then a handful of summer league games. And we all know, you know, summer league reactions are always overreactions because summer league is not the NBA. You know, as you mentioned, Marco likes to do things and can do things that you necessarily won't get in backup big minutes from Bradley, who has played in the NBA level. And we know what he can do and what he can't do in the NBA. We don't know that yet about Marko Simotovic. And I'm very curious to see how that goes. If he can actually earn a spot in this rotation with the way that he can occasionally space the floor. I am still a little concerned about his 3-point percentages from his last pro season in Europe. And that NBA 3-point line. But we saw in summer league, one thing he can do for sure is get out and run the floor in transition, attack the basket in transition as a guy, you know, as a flanker, whoever's leading the break in transition. So that's going to be exciting to see. I don't know if he's going to have a solid spot in Donovan's rotation out of the gate. My guess would be no. And we know that Billy likes to play a lot of guards. And as you said on a recent episode, this team now has a lot of wings, you know, maybe a little bit, closer to the combo, you know, shooting guard, small forward kind of wing as opposed to a combo forward kind of wing. But, you know, I think for the way that this league is trending, that's fine. So, you know, I would say, you know, I think I'm with our caller and that I really want Troy Brown Jr. to come in healthy and prove that he earns and deserves a solid nightly spot in Donovan's rotation. Because I liked the move to get him in that trade. And then we only saw him for a couple of games before he went down with that sprained ankle. And I think he could do a lot of useful things that this Bulls team will need on the defensive end. And then hopefully contributing a little bit on the offensive end as well. So, you know, if Alize Johnson gets some minutes there, you know, at the backup four, if Stanley Johnson gets in there occasionally, you know, I'm fine with Donovan kind of exploring it, you know, feel it out for the first 5 to 10 games and see who earns Donovan's trust and go from there.
Yeah. And one more thing about Marco, Matt, because you touched on the 3-point shooting, that is going to be hugely important as to when he gets on the floor and how long he gets on the floor and how often he gets on the floor. Because as we talked about, 3-point shooting with that second unit is kind of at a minimum. And they're going to need all the floor spacers they can get, you know, as far as guys who can step out, you know, and pull from the arc. His 3-point shooting is going to be important. If he can hit that at a 35, maybe 37% range, that's going to be key. Because that means you at least are a threat. And I just need him to be a threat, because what we saw in summer league, he wasn't threatening anybody from the 3-point line. So I think that's going to be vitally important for him to continue to be on the floor. We saw his motor. We like his motor. You know, we like his basketball IQ and all those things. But that 3-point shooting was one of the things that I was kind of looking at, you know, when the Bulls got him. It was kind of things that was advertised about him. We didn't see it in summer league. We're going to really need to see it during the season, because they're going to need all 3-point shooters they could get.
You're right. Absolutely. Let's move on to our next voicemail. It's our guy Jamal in the 219.
What's up, Matt? What's up, Big Dave? It's your boy J-Mar back again with another voicemail for you. Reason for calling us for two reasons only. Number one, I think P-Dub is going to take a massive step offensively this season. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be like some 20-point-per-game score or nothing like that, but I wouldn't be shocked if his scoring jumps up somewhere between 13 to 15 points per game. And the reason why I think this is going to happen is, well, actually two reasons. Number one, when he's playing with that second unit, because he's going to play with that second unit, he's going to understand that, hey, you're the starter out there, so you're the number one option. And if that happens, then that's going to boost the scoring up. But number two, I think Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, Vucevic, even Lonzo Ball are going to, once they get into training camp with P-Dub and see how much he's improved, they're going to get it inside of his head, hey, you don't need to be timid around us. We are all scorers. We know how to score the ball. You can be a little bit more aggressive. They're not saying be selfish, but you can be a little bit more aggressive. It's kind of similar to how when Kevin Durant first got to Golden State, they were really feeding him the ball to make sure they didn't step on his ego, and he had to tell, like, Steph Curry and them, hey, I'm Kevin Durant. I know how to score the ball. I'm going to get my 27 like it's nothing. So don't be hesitant. If you want to score, score. You can go ahead and shoot that three, Steph. You don't have to just pass it to me. So that, I think P-Dub is going to take a giant step. Number two, and my main reason for calling, I am sick and tired of the media and these Bulls fans, and but mostly the media and these guys in the media who are saying the Bulls didn't do enough to contend for a championship. Guys like Shaq, because it was on Bleacher Report that he had said something like that. And I'm sick and tired of it. I think people have gotten into this mindset of thinking that because the Phoenix Suns went from not being in the playoffs in the past 5 or 6, 7 years to automatically making it to the finals, that now any team that makes a giant change to the roster is automatically supposed to be a championship contender. Let me give people a little history lesson. Besides the Phoenix Suns last year, do you know what the Toronto Raptors did? In order to win their championship, they were making the playoffs. You know what the Golden State Warriors did before they started winning their championships? They were making the playoffs.
What's that?
Hell, even LeBron James had to try to get the Lakers into the playoffs first. Like, I think LeBron was the only other team, and it took them going to trade for a superstar talent in order to get it that way. But besides that, San Antonio were consistently in the playoffs. OKC, when they made it to the finals, they didn't win it, but they were consistently in the playoffs. The only other team before that was the the Miami Heat, and it took them getting three all-time great talents.
All right, thanks for the call, J-Ball.
He's going in.
As our friend J-Ball just taught us all a valuable lesson, our voicemail will cut you off at 3 minutes.
Yes. Keep them short.
But look, that was an entertaining 3-minute call, Dave.
Very much
thanks,
so.
Thanks for checking in, buddy. Let's start where he started with P-Dub. We talked a little bit about this in our conversation when somebody asked us in one of our text messages in our mailbag yesterday about second unit and staggering the second unit and who do you stagger the second unit with. And I was talking about maybe giving Pat Williams some spot minutes with that second unit to see if he can do a little bit more offensively this season.
Yeah, absolutely right. And I kind of want to touch on something he also said about confidence. We talked about that, Matt, when we watched him in Summer League. And the stories we heard coming out of that game when he went into the second half and he was very vocal about how bad the team was playing. And how they came out in that second half like gangbusters, and how he demanded the basketball in the fourth quarter and said, give me the ball. I'm going to shoot it. We're going to win. Like that was that's how he was speaking. And we also noticed it when he was speaking to, I think it was Cassidy Hubbard after the game, just how sure of himself he was and how saying, you know, the guys want me to be more vocal. They want me to take a stronger role. So that's not my nature, but that's what I have to do. That's what I'm going to do. So I think he's dead on with that, Matt, because that's what we're looking to see. That's what we wanted to see from him. And truth be told, that's what we wanted to see from Lowry. We wanted to see just more aggression and, you know, more taking that role. Like we see the skills that now we need you to put the mental with it and, you know, be that guy. Pat Williams is kind of showing me that he's moving towards that. I don't expect him to be timid. This season, I expect them to play within the game. You know, when somebody's going, they're going, but I don't expect him to go out there and take a back seat. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I don't think he's a part of that. We'll be doing anything as far as that kind of regression mentally. The way he'll get on the floor, like you said, Matt, the spot minutes that you talked about, also like we talked about with the second unit, how he'll get in there and he'll be doing his thing with them. I think he'll definitely be showing out and getting that green light when he's in there with the second unit. But also with that first unit, I'm telling you, he's going to showcase it. Like it's going to be a game. You're going to see it where they're just going to give him the ball. And he's going to be fed the ball and he's going to get those 20 shots. And he's going to be, you know, a Pat Williams show. Like, I just really think that's going to happen this season. We're going to see that for one game, that game where it just kind of clicks, you know what I mean, and kind of blossoms around him, where the mental and the physical kind of come together to create, you know, that monstrosity that we see before us.
Yeah, confidence I think will be big for P. Will, and he certainly did not look afraid of that larger offensive job that Billy Donovan gave him in his few summer league games that he played. Hopefully he carries that same confidence into this season. And you know that he already has the confidence on the defensive end because as a rookie, his coach has told him, go guard our opponent's best player, our opponent's best scorer pretty much every night for an entire season in which he started 71 of 72 games. So yeah. As far as what kind of, you know, points per game jump, as Jamal was talking about, I won't concern myself with that too much. If I just see him adding new elements to his offensive game, which we saw that hint of in summer league, onto the back half of his call, Big Dave, look, we've had some laughs, over the last month or so after the Bulls made all their free agency moves, their offseason moves, when, you know, national talking heads around the NBA are saying, I don't buy it. The Bulls just mortgage their entire future to maybe make the play-in. You overpaid DeMar DeRozan. DeMar's not that good. And, you know, we've heard all of those naysayers. I'm just kind of laughing along with it and hoping that we can have those receipts in our drawer when this Bulls team surprises people. And that's just kind of where I am right now about all of it. What about you?
That is exactly where I am, Matt. Like, I just, it's now it's like, okay, let's, you know, like start the season. That's why I keep saying start the season. Just start the season. You'll see what it is. You'll see what's happening. It's good to be on this side in terms of we have more of a view of this fan base, of course, but of also this team because we watch it so much. So we spend so much time with it because it's our favorite team. So we watch everything, you know what I'm saying, that they do. And we can talk about the little tiny changes that don't even have to do with going on the court. We can just talk about the fact that everybody's smiling. You know what I mean? Like, as far as, because we haven't seen that in years. Like, everybody looks happy and like likes being around each other, or like everybody going to throw out the first pitch at the Sox game and just how much of a unit that looked, you know, just guys doing little stuff like that. Like, for me, that's like big because that's stuff that we didn't see here. And if I did see it here, it felt manufactured and not real. This felt super genuine, you know, when I see them doing these things that are behind the scenes that have nothing to do with going on the floor. Like, it's not like, you know, I remember when the Ball Headed Menace took the team to a movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, right, just go see a movie and stuff like that. And how manufactured that felt. You know what I mean? I'm like, what are we, high school? I did that in high school, bro. Like, you would go and see a movie. Like, oh, yeah, my movie. Everybody bought popcorn. Great team building. No, it ain't. It's going to see a movie. You know what I mean? That's how you do it. You see it a movie. But just seeing this stuff, seeing, like, just four guys, not the whole team, Matt, just four individuals going out, throwing the first pitch, hanging out. Cool. You know what I mean? And not the usual suspect kind of thing. You know, it wasn't like Lonzo's going to hang with Zach. Zach's going to hang with DeMar. You know what I'm saying? DeMar's going to be, it wasn't that. It was, let's get some randoms. You know what I'm saying? Let's get Lonzo. Let's get Caruso. Let's get Derrick Jones Jr. and Tony Bradley. And everybody go hang out and let's go have a good time. So it's that little stuff that I see behind the scenes that makes me super excited because I'm not worried about what's going to happen on the court because we know the talent that this team has. We know the coaching that this team has. We know the front office that this team has. And we know what they're not settling for. So, yeah, start the season. I can't wait to watch this, Matt. And just why people say, man, these Chicago Bulls, not bad. Not bad.
See, you know, I think I'm with you, except for one thing there, Big
sure,
Dave.
Sure, sure, sure.
I think the team, let's all go to a movie together outing, it was great. And very underrated in one very specific element. And you know what that element is?
What's that?
Sitting in a movie theater is a guaranteed 2.5 hours of silence from Jim Boylan. That is 2.5 hours where Jim Boylan will not talk. So that's great.
I can't argue with this kind of logic. I just can't.
You know although, what I mean? Although can't. As I said that, I thought, you know what? Jim's totally the type of person who would just talk in a movie theater and would have people yelling at him, telling him to shut up.
Hey, here comes the good part. You know, hey man, you know, leave me alone. No, you got to see it. Got to see it, man. This is going to really change our season. This part right here. Oh God, don't bring me back. Don't bring me back here. Don't bring me back here. Don't bring me back here. I don't want to go back there.
As our pal John would always describe Jim, a white man who keeps failing upward. So yeah, of course he's allowed to talk in a movie theater if he wants to.
He sure didn't say that.
All right, we got a couple more voicemails we want to get to. First, let me tell you about Bet Online. We're back and better than ever. All eyes on the gridiron as teams are back to start another football season. Week two already underway with a devastating loss by the New York Football Giants. Did you see that last night, Big Dave?
Oh, I did not, but I saw it.
They give up a 2-minute drive to let the Washington Footballs get into field goal range. They missed the kick, but a dude on the Giants jumped off sides, moved up 5 yards, and he made the second kick. And
is
the
that
Giants,
what happened?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So if you had money on the Giants winning that game, you're devastated today. If you had money on Washington winning that game, you're happy today. Either way, you should head to Bet Online, which is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new and updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, betonline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's right, dollar for dollar match. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use promo code NFL100. For football, basketball, boxing, even your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers for the 2021 season. Bet Online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. And again, for that 100% welcome bonus, that's promo code NFL100.
Now, while you're sitting at home and you've obviously going to Bet Online and place your bets and actually saved you some money by doing that, using that promo code, you think you're done and you want to put your phone away, but then you remember to yourself, oh my goodness, the muffler is falling off my car. And now you're getting upset because you're like, I got to actually leave my house and go to this car dealership and deal with that creepy guy, you know what I'm saying, who always puts his fingers in the donuts and then asks people, do they want it? No, guess what? You ain't got to deal with that no more. Pull your phone back out, sit back down, and head to my peoples over at rockauto.com. You can go there. You can save you some money, 30%, 50%, even 100% on the same parts you would get from that chain store or that car dealership. You will save you some time. You will save you some money. It's a family-owned business serving those do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Reliably low prices for every single customer. They'll have any part that you need. That muffler, they got you covered. You say, man, I might need that tail lamp. Guess what? They got that too. You know what? You want to get fancy and get some new carpet? Guess what? RockAuto.com. They hitting you with it. So this is what you do. You head over to rockauto.com. You write in Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us section to let them know that Matt and Big Dave sent you on over there to save you some good money. Head on over to rockauto.com right now, y'all, because it's an amazing selection. It's reliably low prices. It's all the parts your car will ever need. Sing it with me one time. Rockauto. Bring it on down. Whitney Houston.
All right, with that, let's jump into our next voicemail. This one comes to us from the 847.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Big Dave. Thanks for all the great content during the dark days of the off season here. I got a question about, we've been talking a lot about the defense and how there may be some struggles in the future, but I want to look not necessarily at who we can get to fix that, but on more at like development, something that we didn't have in our old regime, who I know that they put a big focus on now. When we look at like Zach LaVine and what he's done this offseason and going to the Olympics, and by all accounts, even the comments that Casey Johnson heard about Jay Wright saying that, like, Zach, they were impressed by his role acceptance and how into playing defense he was and focused. Like, I don't know how he can really perfect his offensive game or become more efficient than he was last year. And now there's going to be more pressure taken off him with all these other scores. Like, do we think he can develop defensively and show great improvement? And then the other one, too, is, like, Patrick Williams. Last year, I think a lot of people were impressed because of the opponents he was taking on the defensive end. But I don't necessarily know if you like shut down any of those top tier talents. Like, you wouldn't really expect that anyways out of a 19-year-old. But do we think he could develop further on the defensive end? Because again, there's going to be very little offensive pressure on him. Mm-hmm. But do we think, you know, I'm having trouble thinking of names, but how many times last year do we hear that someone had a career night against us? Do we think that maybe past development can shut some of these guys down a little bit more? Anyways, that's all I got. Thanks again. Would love to hear from you guys soon. Bye.
Thanks for checking in. Appreciate the call. Okay, defense, Dave. We were just talking a minute ago about how, you know, no fear and no worry when it comes to Pat Williams and being confident in him taking another step. And I think I said that on a show maybe a week or so ago about what I really wanted to see this year was Pat Williams take a step towards becoming like a legitimate defensive star, like not just a good stopper who's reliable, who will make plays for you, but a guy who can sniff at all defensive team voting. Yeah. In his second season. As far as Zach and his development, I think our caller brings up a good point as far as Zach's not going to need to score 40 every night this season. And if he feels that some of that offensive burden is taken off of his shoulders, then maybe you can see a even deeper commitment to Zach's game on the defensive end, as we saw that be his focus for Team USA in the Olympics earlier this summer. What are your thoughts on those two things? Pat Will's defensive progression, and if Zach can really become not just he's less awful than he used to be defensive player, but maybe even like a net positive defensive player.
Well, let me talk to Zach one first, because I think that's dead on. If it's anything Zach has shown, is that he's committed to winning in any way, shape, or form. He has said it a million times, and he has shown it, you know, that same way as well. Defensively, you remember, Matt, like that was one of the biggest criticisms of him a couple years ago was his defense. It's safe to say that he's gotten better defensively. And we saw it in Team USA. Like he said, the burden wasn't on him to score, and he was end to end defending. That's Scottie Pippen. So I'm not saying he's Scottie Pippen. I'm saying Scottie Pippen used to guard his man. As soon as that ball got inbounded, Scotty was guarding him end to end. And you saw Zach LaVine doing that with Team USA, which I really like. I think he would definitely improve defensively, like you said, for those reasons, for, you know, not having to score as often, having a DeMar DeRozan there, having Vooch there, who people are just continuing to sleep on. This dude is 21 and like 12, like, come on. So, you know what I'm saying? That is crazy. So having that kind of offensive firepower and knowing that you don't have to do that every night, that energy can be saved now on the offensive end. And now he can be a little more in the jersey of certain guys on the defensive end. I expect his steals to go up a little more because of that reason and because of how excited I am to see the Bulls, you know, when they run transition. I think getting those steals and them getting out in transition is going to be a huge part of that. So I expect to see his steals go up a little bit. I expect that uptick a little bit. But yes, Zach is committed to winning and doing whatever it takes to win. And he knows that his defense is going to be a part of that. So he won't want to be that liability out there. Because Patrick Williams, and this leads into the point talking about Patrick Williams, is his defense. Him shutting down guys, of course, you didn't see that as rookie year. He was 19 years old and things like that. I didn't see him shutting anybody down. But what let me know was a good defender was the people he was defending. We're talking about his defense. The people like LeBron James, the people like Kawhi Leonard. Like, they were like, yeah, he's good. like this guy knows what he's doing out here. So that lets me know, like, he can take those steps to move forward to being a better defender. I like the challenge that Matt has laid out for him, because if those names that I just mentioned are the ones talking about you, well, they're saying that, dude, there's a level that you should be on. That's what that means. So with Matt saying, I would like to see him as a fringe all-defensive guy, that's not crazy. That's exactly what the step you should be taking. When guys who are some of the best in this game are saying that you have that kind of talent and skill. So yes, you should be making that move to being a fringe all defensive team, second team for however you want to, whatever team you want to put it on.
Right.
So I expect his defense, Matt, to improve because they're going to rely on him now, Matt, because DeMar DeRozan isn't the best defender. out there. Vooch, who I think it's a bad rap as far as his defense is concerned, because, you know, he's not out there blocking 80 shots or anything like that.
Right.
His defensive rating numbers will show you that, no, dude, he's pretty solid on defense. But having guys – but him and Lonzo Ball, you know, being a great defender, they're going to pick up the slack for guys like DeMar and Vooch when, you know, he might get beat by his man or something like that. So, yeah, I expect to see the uptick on the defensive end. And the last point of this, the reason I expect this, is because Billy Donovan is a really good coach. The Bulls, what, top 15 in defense last year? How?
Yeah.
How? Because right. Billy Donovan can coach. So, yeah, I think all those things are going to happen for those two guys.
Yeah, and, you know, and kind of as a final thought on that subject, zooming out a little bit, and it makes me think a little bit of J-Mall's call earlier, you know, with national NBA heads just, you know, calling out the Bulls and saying, oh, they're going to suck. A lot of people also pointing to their defense, saying, well, they might score a bunch of points every night, but they're not going to get any stops. This defense is going to be awful. And it seems like their only reason for that is, well, they signed DeMar DeRozan, and DeMar DeRozan can't play defense. That's it. That is their only, like, you know, bullet point under their defense will be awful is, well, they signed DeMar DeRozan and he doesn't play defense. Like, okay, cool. Does he also give you 20 plus points and 7 assists on the other end every night, still being a net positive player? And everywhere you look around this roster, AK and Eversley this offseason added length and defensive skill players. Players that know how to play defense, whether it's Lonzo, whether it's Caruso, you know, Troy Brown Jr. in the trade midseason last year, solid defender. Stanley Johnson, per 36 minutes last season, top 15 in the NBA in steals per game. They're going to be able to create turnovers and score off of those turnovers. And it's still going to be fine if Vooch isn't a dominant defensive center and DeRozan isn't a dominant defensive wing.
Right.
Donovan's right. Got skill and he's got length all over his roster as far as defense goes. I'm not that worried about it.
Yes, man. I couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more.
But Dave, DeMar DeRozan's defense is so awful. The Bulls are going to be terrible.
Of course. Well, man, tell me, look at that team last year. Like, seriously. And you just point out that the guys who you like, you know what? These dudes play defense great. I just point them out. And the point I'm trying to make is, it's very hard to do, but you're still a top 15 team in as far as defense is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that, like, you couldn't even point out the great defenders on your team, but yet the team was good in defense. So now on this team, I can look and point out great defenders on this or good defenders on this team. So now you got better defensively, and now you're supposed to be worse in some way, shape. I don't know. That makes no sense. I think they're going to be better defensively, man. They're going to just start the season, all right? Start the right? season, man. Goodness.
Hey, man, I know. I know we all want to get out of this hell that is September while we have all these new toys under the tree and we're just waiting to open them.
Yeah.
I mean, October 5th is not that far away. Big Dave, we are coming up on 2 weeks until the preseason opener. All right. With that, let us wrap up with our final voicemail of the episode. This is Brandon checking in from the 646.
Hey guys, how you doing? My name is Brandon. I'm from New York. It's been since like 88. I just wanted to say, I think that is what's really being overlooked is Vooch already has his money. He's already got that contract from Orlando that we took on. DeMar just got his money. Lonzo just got his money. And for all the talk around the league, or in most sports, where guys have to, you know, how they play in a contract year, Zach LaVine is in a contract year. And to me, that's scary. This dude just proved to you, and I'll take what he did in the Olympics over everything he just did this past season. And the reason why I say that is because he showed you, hey, when I have help, when I don't have to carry the load, I can actually contribute in other ways, especially the improvement that we saw from him defensively. Now he has help. He's in a contract year, and he's showing a steady improvement from year one to right now of improvement defensively. If this guy goes insane, there's no telling what the Bulls could do. I mean, of course, we need to maybe probably add a power forward or something like that. But if Zach LaVine is going to take it to another level where he might start becoming a two-way player, the Bulls are going to be very hard to beat. It's just a fact. And, you know, all the talk about the pieces that we have, and a lot of people do not mention Troy Brown Jr., which is kind of weird. So I'm looking forward to this season. I love what you guys do. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing in terms of keeping Bulls fans' expectations level. And go Bulls. See red. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks for checking in, Brandon. Appreciate the call. So clearly, I mean, he was just reading our minds, Dave. Did he listen to the most recent call and then call in somehow?
Impressive.
But so the other wrinkle that he added to this conversation about Zach taking pressure off of his offensive burden and contributing in other ways, as we saw him do in Tokyo, could really blow up. But the wrinkle he added is it's a contract year. So knowing what we know about Zach LaVine and the way that he has put in the work, the time and the work to elevate his game every single season thus far in his NBA career, coming off of his first All-Star selection, do you really think that he is going to sit on that All-Star and be like, well, yeah, you guys know what I can do. I don't have to bust my ass this year for me to get that max contract that I think that I am worth and that I deserve? Or do you think he's going to go out and prove that he's even better yet again this season to really hammer home to the Bulls, hey, pay me because I'm worth it? Because I think that's the Zach LaVine we're about to see.
How many more Instagram stories do you need to see to know that this dude is serious about this season? We talked about the one, Matt, where he was showing he's there at 8:30 a.m. in the gym. He took a picture of that, said, I'm here every day. This is what I do every single day. Then the story came out where they said he worked out at the African Center, left, came back, worked out some more. It didn't lead to about 1:30 in the morning. What else how much more do you need to see? I mean, there was video today of him practicing with Alex Caruso again, just, you know, dunking, you know what I'm saying, flipping it, you know, through his leg and dunking it with his toe or something crazy like that. Like, the dude is just insane. People just really need to understand how good he is. And I think you'll get an idea of it this season. I get his point about what he said. He'll take Zach, what he did with Team USA over his All-Star season this year. But I think my point is, like, he doesn't get to that Team USA without the All-Star season. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that doesn't happen.
Right.
But I get what you're saying, because that's the Zach you kind of want to see, you know. Like, the dude, like, boom, I'm just going to lock it down defensively, you know, and just be that kind of guy. He hadn't had the talent around him that allowed him to do that. And you're right. Like, the fact he had that around him with Team USA, we saw that other side of Zach. And that's the side that led to winning. So now that's in your brain. You know what I mean? Like, oh, when I did this, we won. And, man, I got a gold medal that I put on my bulldog and took pictures of. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is good. Like, this is a good thing. I have to do this again. So, again, we know how important winning is to him. And he's right. When Zach becomes that two-way player that we think that he can be, watch out. Like, you're going to be super tough to beat. That's when he's elevating himself. This offseason, Matt, has all been about elevation for Zach LaVine on and off the court. That's what it's all been about. The Team USA and how he playing his defense, the winning of the gold medal, the signing with Clutch Sports, the bringing in all the people that he wanted to be brought in here to win this season, knowing that it's a contract year coming up. This is all about elevation for Zach LaVine in this offseason. Him getting engaged to his girlfriend, that's elevation. You know what I'm saying? It's all been about elevation for Zach LaVine in this offseason, man. And I can't wait to see him on that next level when the season starts. Start the damn season.
I think it's going to be really, really special to see what Zach does this season. And, you know, speaking of elevation, using that word in a different term, going back to those videos you were mentioning just now of his recent workout with his new teammate, Alex Caruso, that were going around Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I still have to stop and remind myself sometimes that when we got Zach LaVine in the Jimmy trade, mm-hmm. 4 years ago now, mm-hmm. the man was recovering from a torn ACL.
right.
We always forget that.
Yeah.
Like what he is doing, and clearly at, you know, age 26, peak of his athleticism, he he's the most athletic. He in those videos looks somehow wildly even more athletic than he's ever been. And the man recovered from an ACL tear. I mean, everything that Zach is showing us is special. And I hope this is the year that he finally puts it together and it leads to a winning Bulls season and a contract that Zach LaVine has proved that he earned. But again, as I said a moment ago, this season will be the final. So y'all want to pay me kind of attitude and play from Zach LaVine, where he will let his game do the talking and prove just how valuable he is in this league. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be excited about with Zach this season. Happy for him, as you said, for everything that's going on with him off the court. You know, the endorsement deals, seems like he's got a happy life off the court. But yeah, he's locked in. He is locked in. Start the damn season. I'm ready, man. I'm ready. Can we just fast forward 2.5 weeks to the first preseason game?
I'll take it. I'll take it. Give me the preseason game, man. I'll take it. But it's okay.
If,
you know,
if we do that, then we also don't have to watch Andy Dalton lose to the Bengals on Sunday.
Man, Sunday night. Sunday is coming. You guys come hang out with Matt and I when we do this game. Oh my God. Like, oh my goodness. You want to see some yelling. I don't want to yell, Matt. I really don't. I don't want to yell. I don't want to growl.
What about growling?
I don't want to do any of it. I don't want to yell. I don't want to growl. But my God, man, I just, I feel it already. I feel it already, though. I feel it in my soul. Luckily, it's an early game, so I'll be done quickly. Like, I don't have to, you know, I can wash the palate with some actual good football later on.
Right.
So, yeah. But man, maybe Justin gets in and, you know, they don't take him out. Who knows? But just come watch with us on Sunday. We'll be on Hot Mic doing that. Check
or,
us out.
You know, hey, if Justin Fields wants to just come throw on a Bulls jersey and see what he could do on the court, like, just, you know, join the team that people are actually excited about in this city right now. Sorry. Didn't mean to quickly dismiss your White Sox, because I know people are hyped about them too. But
oh, I know that, Matt. No, we're too busy winning to care about those things. The magic number is dwindling down every day. We're chilling. We're chilling over there. But how exciting is it going to be? Now, this is just me thinking this. What if Justin Fields shows up to the Joakim Noah ceremony and he's sitting courtside? What if he shows up and he's sitting courtside? Oh my God, right?
I mean,
It's possible.
I would literally pass out from screaming to ensure that Joakim gets a just slightly larger and louder ovation than Justin Fields does. Cause it's gotta be that. It's gotta be that, at least from my perspective. But you know, I don't want Justin Fields stealing Joakim's spotlight. And Bears fans are rabid for this young man to get the starting quarterback job. And I am with them. I am a Bears fan who wants to see Fields start. But come on, God, you really want him to take away from Joakim Shine on Joakim Noah Knight, Big Dave?
No, he just wants to show up and show love, man. It's not about taking his shine away. You're like, this is Joakim Noah. This is a big deal. You know what I mean? He wants to show up and be like, oh, my God, I got to go see this. Because maybe we find out he had a deep love for Joakim Noah as well, which isn't hard to find, you know, which isn't a hard thing to fathom. Like, it might be that, man. He might just really want to be there. It's okay. It's okay if more people come and show love to Joakim Noah. Hearing you talk like this just lets me know my job is going to be immensely tough.
Yeah, you're going to have to hold me back. And you know what? I guess Justin Fields joining the love party for Joakim would be better than, say, oh, I don't know, Mitch Trubisky getting booed at the United Center on Joakim Noah night.
Yeah. Oh, God. We don't have to worry about this trash no more. Oh, my goodness. All right. You know what? Bulls. Go Bulls. I can't wait to see this. I can't wait, man.
That has been the theme of this voicemail episode. We're just really excited. We can't wait for this season to start, and we're getting closer hour by hour, day by day. And we thank y'all for keeping us company while we all wait for this new Bulls season to kick off. Thanks to everybody who called in and left your voicemails. If you want to be a part of the show, you can send us text messages or leave us voicemails at that number, 331-979-1369, for our mailbag content that we do every week, especially here in the dark days of September while we're sitting around and waiting. You can also, in the meantime, hit us up on Twitter. I'm at Bulls_Peck. He is at Bow, BAWL Sports. We are at Locked On Bulls. For my partner, Big Dave, I'm Matt, saying thanks as always for listening to Bulls Nation. Have a great weekend. Be safe. See red, be good. Peace out.